Okay, tomorrow we're going to be ushering in Shabbos Parshas Vayera, one of the strangest times in our lifetime, perhaps, in the real world. But Parshas Vayera comes through and sends us some degree of perspective. We have a lot of different issues coming through in Parshas Vayera, and of course, through each and every trial and tribulation that goes through the Parsha, we find one thing being consistent, that our Avos HaKadoshim engaged in the process of Emunah Bashem, whether it's through the process of Chesed, whether it's through the process of Tzedek, whether it was in the process of Emunah, they constantly declare their faith in Hashem. And we start off a little bit further into the Parsha than we have in the past. We find after the Malachim come to visit Avram and Sarah, Avram Avinu winds up getting the message from Hashem that Sodom is going to be destroyed. And he starts a debate with God, Aulayish Chamishim Tzadikim B'Sochayir, etc. Now, why does Avram Avinu daven for the people of Sodom? Weren't they Rayim V'chatoyim L'Hashem Ma'od? Weren't they terrible, horrible people? So Rav Dessler Zatzal explained that when one is attached to life, he or she has hope. And so the Medrash adds that Avram Avinu used the three aspects of prayer in order to try to achieve his mission in life. One, the understanding and awareness that Hashem is the only one who can take care of the situation. Two, Tefillah is an understanding of appeasement that Hashem can grant the mechila for sin. And three, the attachment that a tzaddik davens, that he is in distress with the situation wherever he is. And when you attach all three elements of prayer, of tefillah, to try to achieve the mission, and those elements exist by Avram Avinu's tefillah, we see that Avram Avinu tried the best that he possibly could. We read later in the parsha about Avimelech taking Sara Imenu, and Hashem comes to Avimelech and he says, "Hincha mesa la'isha asher lakachta v'hi bulas bal." You have to understand that you're going to die because this woman is the wife of a husband. Actually, the term bulas bal is a term connected to a very physical sexual nature. Mori v'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shalita highlighted that in the secular society, the marital connection is all based on physical issues. And we look to our marriages as more than just these chance encounters of physical attraction. And we require tighter, more lasting bonds in our marriages, and hence we call them kiddushin, with kesef, with shtar, only afterwards with a sense of bia. We look for something more in our marriages. We're also told, Al Yeira Beinecha La Narva La Masecha. When Avram Avinu was told to send Yishmael away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't be upset. Yishmael is referred to as a nar, which Unkelus explains means the youth. The rest of the parasha, he translates the word nar as a child. Now, why is there a change between a child and a youth? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explained that the difference is a bit of insight into the disagreement between Avram and Sarah. Avram Avinu maintained that he was an umma like the nations of the world. And so therefore, Yerusha should follow the father, which means Yishmael had clear genes from his father, and so therefore, he has to provide the Yerusha. Sarah Imenu said, no, you're a member of Am Yisrael, you have the status of Am Yisrael already, and that status is determined by the mother, and Yishmael followed his mother. So Hashem sided with Sarah, not for the monetary Yerusha necessarily, as much as for the status as Klal Yisrael. And so Hashem has repeatedly highlighted this status. The Malach told Hagar that she was going to name the baby, and hence the nar here must mean youth, not your child. Yishmael was Hagar's child, and that's the way he carried himself through life, and that's something that we need to understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu does tell Hagar through the Malach, Ki shamati l'kol anar ba'asher hu sham, where he is. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah notes that a person is only judged based on where he is, not where he's going to be. But what do we do about the Ben Sora Omora, who does get punished, Al Shem Sofar, and what's ultimately going to happen to him? So Rav Yeruchim Levavitz explained that when we already see within the person the same Siba for further damage, the same reasoning, we can act now. Think like Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mitzri. But merely seeing the destruction in the future generations doesn't give us the right to kill somebody now. And that's where we were going to see it in Yishmael. Think about Chizkiyahu. We had no right to turn around and get rid of and choose not to have children because Menashe was going to come from him. That person has to understand that and apply it appropriately. We're also told that Avimelech came back to make a bris, and he came with Pichol Sar Tzivo. What an interesting thing. It's interesting to note that Avimelech never seems to speak without Pichol present. Why? So my parents, Rabbi Beryl Wine Shalita, suggested that Pichol represented the muscle behind the Avimelech diplomacy. Avram realized that this was the stacked deck in the deal, and he realized that he had no choice but to accept the terms. However, we also have a muscle. We have Hashem, and our faith in Him is what makes us victorious in the end. We're also told by Yashkim Avram Baboker, Avram got up in the morning, and so he got up early, but the trip took 3 whole days. What took so long? So the Medrash describes Avram's challenges at the Akedah, and how the Satan tried to stop Avram from going each step of the way. Now why did Avram ignore him and not the Malach of the Akedah who successfully stopped Avram from Shechting Yitzchak? Why do you choose one and not the other? So the late great Reb Meir Shapiro, the Lubliner Rav, Zatzal, explained that when Avram Avinu saw the ayil in the thicket, he knew that the Malach was correct. The ayil represents life. Life's full of challenges, but the challenges make us stronger. So when the Malach showed this to him through the ayil, right, Avram understood that this was truth, and it was part of a bigger test, and so he could rely on the Malach in that situation. But when he's finished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, I see that I'm going to make your children Kichochei HaShamayim V'Chachol HaShir Al Svas Hayam. I'm going to make your children like the stars in the Shemayim and like the sand on the shores. And the Medrash suggests that the brach of the stars was given to Avram, the sand was given to Yitzchak. And why is there a difference? So once upon a time, we suggested that there's a major difference between stars and sand. Stars illuminate individually. They share their significance outwardly. But sand sticks together and impacts best, making its impression when it does in concert with the other sand. Until there was a Yitzchak, Avram could only make his impact outwardly. He was, after all, the only Jew. But once Yitzchak was born, the bracha of sticking together was a possibility, and we make impact not only externally, but within the nation too. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read about two great stories of motherhood, women who put themselves down on the line in order to protect their families. And in the first miracle, that we're told, the woman turns to the Navi and she says, you have to understand, what happened, and the Nosha is coming to take my children away because I haven't paid off their bills. So the Navi asks her, what do you have at home? And she says, Ein l'shivchascha kol babayis ki masuch shemen. I have nothing left but a drop of oil. So the Rav Yitzchak Schneerson Zatzal, the Alto Rebbe of Lubavitch, retold the stories of this miracle allegorically. According to the Rebbe, the woman is a metaphor for the Jewish soul. The creditor is the animalistic part of the soul, which wants to overtake the entire human. But the person isn't willing to give up totally. It just feels that he's been too worn down. So the Navi reminds the soul to look for anything that it has to hold on to. And the soul finds a bit of oil, a pintle of yid, that can be used to fill many, many jugs. The jugs are Torah mitzvahs that can sustain it for a lifetime. Sometimes when we're that far down, we feel that we're that far lost, we have nothing to hold on to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, right, just look for the pintle of yid. And if we do, even in the rough times, we'll find something to connect to, which will give us the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we wise up in this very, very tenuous time in Jewish history. And may we grow together, making every day a great day, a wonderful Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom to all.